Good morning, everybody. It's time for another cup of coffee with Thompson. Thompson, exciting news, exciting news. We're going to have to do a special this weekend because we have crossed over 51,000 listeners. Awesome. Thank you all so much. That just boosts our spirits and makes us want to do more great shows and innovate and come up with some interesting stuff. And it's just, we love you so much. And thank you, thank you, thank you. It just, it's, you know, it's great. It's really special. We really appreciate it. So share us far and wide. Send us to schools. Talk about us. Whatever. You're great out there. Thank you, listeners. We love you. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
All right, on with the show. Thompson's got to talk about dinosaurs, and I have a little art thing going on the interwebs. Apparently, what you do is you go and you pick four pictures by an artist, and you put them on your desktop, and then you upload them to your Facebook, and you say, we are going to occupy Facebook with art to break up the monotony of bit strips and cat photos and just dumbery.
That's our possibility.
Yeah, and then anybody who likes it, comments, or shares it, you assign them another artist. And it's just a wonderful opportunity. It's a really fun thing going on out there in the interwebs. Where you get to learn about new artists and you get to see art. And I'd almost forgotten how cool and how powerful some visual art could be. And of course, this all came about because Thompson is making art on the computer these days and is getting quite artistic lately. We're very happy about that. Thompson, tell me about some of your work.
I really do lots of things and try to think about these tiny dinosaurs that had tiny arms and tiny legs and the inner bones.
What are they called?
Can you read that word?
Coelophysis?
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Coelophysis.
Wow. But what about your painting? Haven't you been doing painting on the computer? What kind of stuff are you painting?
I'm painting lots of things, and I named them different names because that's my property, so I can make more art.
Yeah, dude. And you have your own little folder on the desktop. You're learning how to use the computer, too? Is that right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite one so far? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah. I my favorite one is QWE, the picture. It has a name. I named it that name and it's in my little save as thing.
Nice. So we're gonna have to look up QWE and take a look at that sometime. Did you make it with the erasers or the paint bucket or the pencil or the paintbrushes? Or all of that?
Actually, I made it with rectangles. I made some rectangles, some ellipses, some rounded rectangles, and even I made polygons.
Wow, polygons. Many sides, that means.
And guess what? I filled them with color, too.
Really?
Yeah, okay, that's all.
Well, we have a book on art history coming to you from the San Francisco Public Library, and I'm going to be very happy to read that with you so we can expand your knowledge of the arts, because the arts are what life is best. That's what's best in life is the arts.
No, that's my skin.
Oh. Sorry, I was just playing with your toe there. So dinosaurs this morning. What are we? What's going on with the dinosaurs? So you got the Coelophysis.
Yeah.
What other dinosaurs are there that you like?
You know, there's a big, big dinosaur there, and he's very green, and he has sharp claws, and his arms are so tiny they can't even pick up bones.
Really?
And he's a meat eater.
And he is what? What's his name?
It's these big guys.
Yeah, what's his name?
T-Y-R-A-N-N-O-S-A-U-R-U-S-R-E-X. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Wow. That is something else. That's like your favorite dinosaur. I think that's every little boy's favorite dinosaur. While I drink my 365 Island Blend City Roast coffee with my organic light brown premium pure sugar and my clover stirred nut a half and half. And it's delicious,
and look at
I have to say.
You shouldn't be shaking in your boots and whacking at Smoothie. Try King of Dinosaurs. Trust me, if it walks, it's dinner. If it eats my own kind.
Wow. He'll even eat other Tyrannosaurus Rexes, huh? He doesn't eat anything.
It doesn't eat other Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Yeah, he says, I'll even eat my own kind. That means he eats T-Rexes.
Eats T-Rexes, but
no. Yeah, if he found a littler one, anything smaller than him, he'll eat.
But look, those tiny bones that he's eating, and that big bone that he's almost going to eat. And look, he's almost going to eat those bones, too.
Wow. What are some other dinosaurs?
I got another one. It's called the Allosaurus.
Allosaurus?
Allosaurus. Allosaurus. It says A-L-L-O-S-A-U.
Up to 26 feet long. That's pretty big. What's this one?
Hey, wait. I can pay because I have this mask on to see what I need, to see the words.
So the special mask gives you book reading abilities, huh? That's pretty cool. I'll have to take a picture of you in your mask for everybody to see for the show.
This little critter is an A-statue Mondoconing mystery.
Mongolian
mystery.
And that, what's the name of that one?
That one's called the Overraptor.
Overraptor.
It eats eggs. It eats eggs.
Uh-oh, we're almost out of time. It's quick shout-outs.
Shout out to Colin and Mama and Colin and Mama and Colin and Mama and Colin and Mama.
And Brett.
And Lacey and Love. And Lacey and Love, too. Yeah.
And who?
And Lacey and Love, too.
Yeah, Lacey and Love, and?
And Lori and Uncle Dave.
And Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave, and?
Grandmother and Brad and Josie. I always said Brad and Josie.
And grandmother.